was a convoy of peacekeepers, and locals attacked it and burned three trucks. And the trucks was very large because there was weapon and munition inside. And then peacekeepers opened fire on locals. Now we are contabilizing five people who were dead and seven injured among civilians. But according to a witness who is an IDP, because Ben was just in front of an IDP camp, there could be some peacekeepers dead too or injured because they was evacuated by the ambulance.
Why did the locals attack the peacekeepers?
You know, since yesterday, Goma is under a protest. So the protest was called for 7 days against all foreign forces, UN, East African Community Regional Force. So all of them are the target of people as they are in the country and they cannot protect civilians or fight alongside FRDC.
You said the incident took place at night. And so what are the peacekeepers saying? Have they said anything at all?
Not yet, because, you know, this is it's night now. So we are still waiting for the attachment of the UN, but I think it will be tomorrow morning.
And so, Jaffa, you are saying it is possible that some peacekeepers might have been killed?
Yes, according to the secretary of the IDP camp, he saw some peacekeepers evacuated in an ambulance. So, according to him, some peacekeepers could be injured or killed because there was at least 2 hours of gunshot, and he said he didn't know who shot on the Monisco side. He saw Monisco shooting, but there was another source of gunshot.